Future presentation.
How was last night?
It was really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really great. Was, the sound in that particular theater is outstanding.
Beautiful.
Because it has an Atmos system. So even though we didn't mix it Atmos, like somehow it bleeds through. So when the orchestra is playing, it's like crazy. It's like you're completely embedded in that sound. So it was cool.
It's yeah. So big though.
I'm going in.
Huge theater.
It's, yeah, it's all, like I saw it, last year at the top 10 Canada list, and you talking to Norm Wilner about it was fantastic. But I was curious because this is a conversation about legacy, but also time. And the last time that you two worked together was almost 20 years ago to the
15.
Because I have a ticket to Chloe that you signed.
Amazing.
Oh. So what is the date on that?
That is the 15th of 09.
So that is 16, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, 16. No, but when we shot this, it was 14.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? No, 16. No, we shot in 2023. Oh, this, yes. Yes.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
No, it was crazy. Yeah. I never really considered until you said it last night about how, you know, we're going into the past with Janine is like really just mining from the past and trying to secure herself and her future, I guess, in a way, like by, you know, going through triggering herself and
triggering herself. Yeah.
And for, you know, whatever reason, she's like this primal thing. She needs to do all the things that she's doing. And as much as she can control. And it's funny, like we worked on Chloe and you know, things have changed and evolved, and now that I'm trying to work on, I'm not, this isn't trauma therapy for working with you or anything like that, it's like it was just like a dream to have that. I don't know what I'm saying, basically the historic, like our relationship and the way our lives have evolved and that our these characters have evolved, for me specifically these roles, and just to come back into your like warm bath of a set, it was like really amazing. And then to play a role who's like, play somebody who's like just in chaos is, you know, just it, there's no other way I'd like it to be.
Well, it's just,
you can play chaos when you feel safe.
Yeah, but it's just also for me that experience on Chloe was like where there was these moments where I just felt, oh, we can go so deep with this character, with this incredible actress, that there's this ability to just have stuff revealed. And so that of course inspires you when you're writing, right? But you're also aware that you want to make sure that the character you're writing takes full advantage of all of that, right? You don't want to you want it to be special. Like once when you have an experience of working with someone that's special, you want, and in a way, you're right that the film is about this experience she had 15 years ago with this imaginary character. Well, this character we don't see, Charles, that was really special for her. Like if we imagine what her character in the film, Seven Veils, goes through, like that was an incredible experience where she met this person, told her aspects of her life, and he transformed it into this incredible work of art, which she's now remounting, you know, and he's not there. So there's just stuff that, it was just really exciting to mine it.
Oh God, yeah. There's just it's complex, the whole thing. Like shooting this, we didn't have a lot of time, and it, you know, I was going into a world that was already set. That's a real world, like the opera. He directed Salome. We all went to go see it, and then I pretended to be the director of these opera greats, and they, you know, stepped into our zone and being on this. It was just crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. Actually, you know what? Talking about it, like it feels like, okay, this was actually super rare. Like this was a very rare encounter, because most of the time when you see, like, you know, actors, like when you see actors working on a play, or let's say, like there's lots of tradition of that, from, you know, All About Eve and to, you know, whatever, a Birdman, and like but they're always creating a play artificially, right? Like it's part of the film schedule. This was an independent thing that was there, and it had actually been there many times. It had been remounted many times, so it was this kind of artifact. But I think as a performer,
you capitalize on that.
Yes, like how, like what an incredible thing for you to see that, and actually then play someone who is,
you know, it's
lots of pressure.
You don't need to know anything about opera to enjoy this movie. Yeah. Like that's really like.
Well, because you even mentioned that it's a workplace drama in a lot of ways. Yeah, we see the ins and outs.
And you have all these people who are aspiring to have roles, like all the understudies, and in a way also Janine is aspiring to kind of put her mark on this. So it's like there's a lot of layers of how creativity intersects with our own life.
Absolutely. Now, I do have to ask this question because the late, great David Lynch has had an impact on so many people, and Twin Peaks, The Return is one of the great pieces of art. I don't know if you'd consider it film or television, but there's even a debate around that. The question obviously is, you know, what was it like to work with him? But were you aware at all of that one moment that the shot of you looking up in the car would become such an iconic or synonymous moment in that show?
No, I wasn't. But I was aware that every single line was just very important. And I was aware that every moment that I had on that set was iconic for me. So I was just, he's what a, again, like a master. Like there's just so few. And he's gone, and he was making film up until, you know, he left. And it was just, it's, and you're going to be the same way. I mean,
I just want to say, like, he was a huge influence on me.
Yeah, you know,
like I said, and I'll tell you a fun fact. I wrote the first Canadian review of Eraserhead.
Stop.
I was a student at U of T. I was writing film reviews. I went to the Bloor Cinema at the time, and I had the original press book, but that changed my life. Like, so, like, he is, and I had our sons played together on a beach in Cannes, and I remember I was in tears, like, just watching, like it was, he was mythological for me.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting an award from Wim Wenders, you're writing, you know, a David Lynch review, like, and now you're one of the best filmmakers. Well, and
I don't know what I am, but I just know that these figures have been so, you know, important to me, and like, that moment with Amanda that you're describing, I was also, like, to have, I don't know, it's, filmmaking, you have to have these people who are heroic to you and who mentor you and do that, inspire you. And like I remember when I first watched that, the first Twin Peaks, I was going, oh my God, you can do that on television? You can go that far? You can... Oh.
But that's he is brave and you are brave. You guys are not afraid to go in the darkness and get weird. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, there's just... The lack of creativity has everything to do with fear.
Yeah,
and studio money behind. It's just, you are unafraid to say what you want to say. And that was exactly the same with David. And just like, and you know, thank God for him for, you know, being that pillar to filmmakers and you can do this. People might not like it all the time, but say what you need to say. And there's a great connection between the way you work and the way he works.
Absolutely. And I felt that way watching Exotica for the first time in high school, thinking, I didn't know you could do that with Canadian film. And I didn't know you could think outside the box and just do something that is just a great work of art. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you. I'm just glad to be able to honor David Lynch's spirit, because like that, it's incredible that we're, yeah. Like,
you're both incredibly kind.
Okay, but
and happy about doing it. Very happy with everything. You're always very excited.
I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
But it's interesting, you know?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. That was awesome hearing that.